Everybody, this is DeMarcus Battle, host of the Battle Leadership Group podcast, and I am excited to be with you for another episode as we continue to unpack excerpts from the Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Future is Faster Than You Think. This book is revolutionary. I'm talking about there are some wonderful insights that are found in this book, and I am here to unpack some of the most profound excerpts that speak to our time today. Whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you serve in the education space, whether you serve in business or you serve in the faith arena, there are some things that we can gather from this text as we look at technological advances and how that is changing how we interact as a people, how we do business, how we do ministry, whatever it is that you have going on in your life. This book is going to speak to some of what you might be anticipating. The title of the book is exactly what I mean. Excuse me. The future is faster than you think. Things are speeding ahead quicker than anybody could have anticipated. And so I want to continue on to unpack some of the themes in this book that can help us. Again, whether you are a businesswoman or man, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you're serving in academia, whether you're serving in the faith arena, you're a pastor, you're a church planner, whatever you got going on, there are some things that we can gather from this book. Now, I'm in a chapter here that is highlighting some interesting things. It is looking at the rebirth of everything is the section that I'm on. And in this chapter and in this unit, it begins to look at how things have changed in the business world, moving away from the brick and mortar to the e-commerce platform. Right? Moving away from the brick and mortar to the e-commerce platform. Now, what does that have to do with being an entrepreneur? What does that have to do with being in the faith arena? Whatever it is that you have going on, what's so important about this? Well, it speaks to the changing times. It speaks to the changing times. And so to give kind of a subtitle of today's podcast episode, I want to say this. The similarities between the church and JCPenney. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh man, I know this is the leadership podcast, but I feel like preaching right now. The similarities between the church and JCPenney. Now I want to read an excerpt of this book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. And I'm reading from page number 99. And just bear with me as I go through this, and then we're going to unpack it a bit more. It says this: to say that the retail space has changed over the past decade would be a stunning understatement. E-commerce giants such as Amazon and Alibaba are digitizing the industry, riding exponential growth to new heights. Meanwhile, many brick-and-mortar stores have joined Sears in bankruptcy. In 2017 alone, the total was 6,700. All one needs to do is look at the following table to understand the massive upheaval afoot. Now, this table, you can't see it because I'm on a podcast, but basically it lists several companies and it lists their value in billions of dollars, starting with 2006, then it goes to 2016, 2019, and then it shows the percent change between 2006, to 2018. At the top of the table, you have Sears. It was previously valued in 2006 to be $14.3 billion. In 2016, it was valued at $0.9 billion. And then in 2019, it was bankrupt. That was a 100% change between 2006 through 2018. Now, I use JCPenney in the subtitle, The Church, Similarities Between the Church and JCPenney, because that's a bit more known as far as an establishment, a company, a brick and mortar. Let me give you those values. In 2006, $14.4 billion in value. 2016, $2.75 billion in value. 2019, $0.18 billion in value. A negative 98% change. The brick and mortar, as we have progressed over the last decades, we have shifted away from the brick and mortar as the primary source for business. You know, there has been some observation by those who study ecclesiology in pertaining to the church. And we often hear by those who study this historically that the church is the last entity to change with the times. Oh, come on, y'all. The church is often the last place to shift in methodology. Now, when I say shift, I don't mean to shift from the core tenets of faith, right? Or the core principles of a company, right? You keep those core principles because that is the foundation by which a company, a business, a church is built. But the methodology, the way in which you go about your business and how you're able to reach your customer or reach your members has to shift. And so the similarity between the church and JCPenney is this, that it has not fully understood the shift in methodology and how you should move to be able to reach your customer, your member in the 21st century, in 2022 and beyond. And so we see that there is a negative change in value based upon your willingness to shift in methodology. Somebody. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to wholesale change the way in which you reach your customer, meaning that you close all JCPenney's. No, there's still some JCPenney's around at malls and other locations, right? But what is obvious is their online e-commerce presence isn't up to par. How can we say that? Well, let's look at this table again. You have Walmart, who started off with $158 billion in value in 2006. They moved to $216 billion in value in 2016. And in 2019, $319 billion. That is a 202% change in value over almost a 12-year period. All right? That's Walmart. But what about Amazon? Oh, come on, y'all. Amazon, $17.5 billion value in 2006. $474 billion in 2016. $893 billion value in 2019. That is a percentage increase in change of value in 12 years. That they understood that technology was shifting. They embrace the move in that technology. And so, what more should we be doing, whether it be your business, whether it be your organization, your nonprofit, and your church, to shift with the times? You have to be willing to shift in your methodology. Sears is bankrupt. JCPenney is a negative 98% change. Nordstrom's, Kohl's, Macy's, even Best Buy have all gone down in their prospective value. I want to ask this question. Has your business, has your organization, has your church gone down in prospective value based upon your willingness to shift in methodology? Now, all I'm saying is we must be willing to embrace not new principles, not new new tenets of faith, not new core beliefs or foundational principles, but a shift in how we deliver those beliefs, those values, those core tenets. In addition to embracing the face-to-face component, are you willing to shift in your methodology online? So I want you to be thinking about that as you continue to try to move forward over the next decade. What does the next decade look for your business? What does it look like? What does it look like? What does it look like over the next 10, 20 years? Are you moving with the times for online e-commerce? This is DeMarcus Battle, and this is the Battle Leadership Group podcast, exclusively on the Battle Leadership Group Podcast Network. We'll see you on the next one.